Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in operations. Here's the 11 a.m. Eastern update. And we got a brand new advisory that just was issued just a little bit ago. So just an update on a few of the parameters. Winds 80 miles an hour. So still hurricane producing, hurricane force winds moving northwest at 12 miles an hour. That part hasn't changed, but it has made landfall in the southern portion of the Andros Islands in the Bahamas. So interacting with some land of the Bahamas, producing hurricane force winds. Rainfall and storm surge in some of these areas, and starting to see some of this precip on the radar out of Miami, kind of a mosaic radar here, starting to see some of these rain bands make it onshore to the southern Florida area, South Florida. So we're already seeing some of those impacts with time, and not much changed on the forecast. I will show you what's the latest information that we have. Again, 80 mile an hour winds, very similar track, not much change in the way of the track. We have looked at expanding some of the tropical storm warnings to the north up into Georgia, and also the watches up into Georgia as well, because that's all related to the timing. So you start getting 48 hours out, you start getting those watches. 36 hours out, we start getting those warnings. So we'll be expanding those watches and warnings with time. But that's the latest track, very similar to before, getting really close to the Florida coast and then racing on to the north. So to give you some timing here, right here, that's Sunday morning. This is Monday morning, and by the time you get to Tuesday morning, moving quickly at that point, slowing down a little bit, making that turn, and that's when we start seeing more of some of those impacts. I did want to zoom in a little bit on that brand new advisory, and you can see it's real important to think of it not as a single point or just within the cone. You think about the size of the tropical storm force winds, the aircraft. Hurricane hunters are out there now, and it looks like the new information we have, the expansion of that tropical storm force winds, it goes at about 120 miles from the center. That's the latest information that we have. And the hurricane force winds really surrounding right where that center is. So right where we have the closest approach to the Florida coast, that's where we have those hurricane warnings, really trying to convey the information that a small little change in this storm could bring those hurricane force winds right on the land. So we're watching that with time. And then racing northward to the Carolinas, and inland around South Carolina and North Carolina, so interacting with land throughout the lifetime of this storm. Some other information here, another way to look at it, just the size of the storm, and you can't think of it as just a point. So as this approaches the coast, some of those tropical storm force winds will reach the coastline, and really got some shear on the southwest side, so that portion will see less wind, but you can still see the rainfall. And we still talk about all the rainfall that this can produce, and also the storm surge that it could produce. And some of the areas that we're concerned about when it comes to the storm surge is this area, Titusville, Daytona Beach, up the Palm Coast, some of the low-lying areas, the barrier islands, the water gets in the water behind the barrier islands. That's where you can see some of these issues in this area. So listen to those local officials just in case that there is some sort of issue. And I did want to show you the values of some of that, 2 to 4 foot. That can happen in some of these areas. So that can be dangerous. That's above ground. So pay attention. That's not every location here, but some locations. And we always have to talk about the rainfall. 2 to 4 inches in many areas, and even some higher amounts offshore. A little jog, and some of that rain can come in. So this is the latest update that we have on the hurricane. We're going to be watching it real close right here at the National Hurricane Center.